Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Ron, the webmaster of freewillfilmworks.com, being joined by Saeed of AmericaInFocus.org. And on this post-2022 election Sunday night, November 27, 2022, we're going to talk about the election that was stolen by Hillary Clinton. Do you have anything you want to open up with, Saeed?
Yeah, I just want to open up with the fact that, you know, the Democrats obviously control the presidency, and now they basically rigged the terms just so they can get as many Democrats as possible so they can enact as many draconian Democrat policies to further enslave the American people to the corporation that runs the United States of America, because the United States of America is not an independent country. And as me and Ron have pointed out many times before, Hillary runs the country. It's not Biden, who's the blithering idiot who's most of the time on drugs. It's Hillary that runs the show on behalf of the Rockefeller family. She's running the United States, and just like it did with the presidency of America, they do the same thing with the governor elections as well as the Senate seats. They all had them rigged.
Yeah. Now here's the lowdown on the 2022 midterm election scandal. It was stolen, just like the 2020 election was stolen from current President Donald John Trump, with the late mail-in ballots and the rigging of the voting machines, computer machines. There's unbelievable amounts of evidence that this midterm was stolen, just like 2020. If you go to frankspeech.com, the Lindell website, he documents all of the criminal activity of the Clinton mafia. And if you watch 2000 Mules by Dinesh D'Souza, you can see that the election was clearly stolen. Dinesh D'Souza and his team got the information on just 2,000 criminals who went to DNC offices in the cities, and I forget how many cities they covered, but in the cities in the swing states, and they got video of the drop boxes, not all of them, but some of the drop boxes, and they got the records of the tracking records of the people who went to the DNC offices, picked up the fake phony ballots, took them to the drop boxes. They got the cell phone tracking information, and they literally tracked 2,000 felons who dumped. There's no telling how many fake phony ballots they dumped in. Oh, probably well over 100,000 ballots. And this can be seen on the internet. It was in the theaters for a while, and the liberal media spoke about it for, I think, one day, and they said, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. There's nothing here. Even when you get video evidence of a stolen election and cell phone tracking evidence It means nothing to the courts, to the politicians, to the bureaucrats. They just ignore it. Now, if we had had a fair election this year, the Republicans would have a 50-plus seat advantage in the House and a minimum of 6 extra seats in the Senate. As it stands, they've got, I think, maybe 2 or 3 in the House, and they're going to be down 2 in the Senate because Clinton is going to steal the Georgia Senate race between Warnock and Walker. Now, do you want to quickly explain, Saeed, why she stole this election specifically for herself?
Yeah, absolutely. Because the main goal is, I mean, Biden is a blithering idiot, so he hasn't done anything. Even the Democrats realize that he's a useless idiot, and that when the next race for the nomination of the Democratic Party, she's going to basically get herself into the presidency in 2024. Maybe not directly, maybe just as the vice president or running mate, and then they'll get rid of Biden, or else she'll get the nomination directly. And when she does, she'll have a Democratic majority to enact all the policies that she wants to clamp down the nation. I mean, when people thought that COVID was bad with the restrictions and with the regulations, people don't realize is that Hillary's plan, as well as the whole grandmaster plan of the New World Order, is to make America a complete police state, get rid of any sort of a patriot measures to make America a total dictatorship. That's the main goal they want to do to this country. So this is why she rigged the elections, just to pave the way for every draconian policy she could even imagine to come to fruition.
Yeah. Here's the thing with Clinton stealing the 2022 election. The main purpose is to keep the demons in charge of government. But the secret agenda is she needs the Senate and the House to confirm her as vice president when she gets rid of Harris. She's going to get Harris to resign due to a scandal of some sort. Once Harris resigns, then her puppet, China Joe Biden, will pick Hillary as his new VP. But she needs the Senate to approve that and the House. And by getting the Senate, she'll have a 51-49. She should be able to swing enough votes in the Senate. I doubt that Joe Manchin or Sinema in Arizona will vote against her. Now, in the House, even though she didn't steal the House, it's close enough to where she could swing enough votes by bribing some of the liberal House members to confirm her. Once she gets in as a VP, she simply removes China Joe Biden, her puppet, and she becomes the second unelected president in American history after Gerald Ford, who was chosen to replace Spiro Agnew when he had to resign due to tax problems.
Well, And then think about
now,
it, too. It,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, too, Ron, that, you know, given her involvement in the email scandal and what have you, you know, she definitely needs a majority in the Senate and the House of Representatives because, you know, that can still be brought out to prevent her from assuming the presidency of the United States. And you, definitely many Republicans would bring that out. And the best way she can to do hamper that is having a Democratic majority.
Yeah. Well, she knows she's going to have strong resistance from the Republicans. That's why she wanted to steal the House outright, but she wasn't able to. She came very close. Right now, it's the Republicans have a 218. They may get one or two more seats. But I believe she'll have enough to bribe. She'll have enough in the Republican Party, liberals in the Republican Party, that she can bribe to vote for her to confirm her. Now, if she cannot pull that off, and the only reason she would not be able to pull it off is if John D. Rockefeller Forsticks, who is the current head of the Rockefeller crime family, were to tell her, no, it's going to cause too many problems. There's going to be too great an uproar, not only from the Republicans, but the American people. You're going to have to wait until 24 and run as a candidate for president. Now, if that happens, if she's forced to run in 24, she will simply steal the election like she did in 2020 and 22. With, by stuffing the ballot box early, which they did this time, with millions of illegal ballots, rigging the voting machines to switch votes, and with the late mail-in ballot trick. With those three things, she'll easily be able to defeat current President Donald Trump. Now, what will happen? Will the Americans, patriots, the Republicans, conservatives, independents rise up and say, no, we're not going to allow this continual stealing of elections? Or will they just roll over and play dead? What do you think they'll do?
The rollover.
You want to give an opinion?
Yeah, if they try to steal the election again, obviously the Republicans are not going to roll over and play dead. They're going to definitely voice a lot of criticism in Trump, too.
Okay. But will it do any good?
No, it won't do any good.
Look what happened in 2020.
Yeah.
They had mountains of proof the election was stolen and nothing happened.
Exactly. Go ahead.
In this midterm, there's tons and tons of proof. Michael Lindell's got tons of proof. Alex Jones at band.video has tons of proof. Just go to tons of proof. Anyone who's capable of thinking, which most liberals are incapable of, and I mean that literally, I'm not joking, probably 95% of all liberals in America are not mentally capable of reasoning, literally. And I can prove that beyond a shadow of a doubt. All you have to do is pick your favorite liberal, put them on stage with me, and I'll not only prove to America and the world that that liberal is incapable reasoning, I'll prove it to that person. Within a few minutes, I'll have that person admit they're incapable of reasoning. It's as simple as that. Is there anything else you want to get into, Saeed?
No, I just wanted to, also I wanted to mention the fact, you know, we were talking about the rigging of elections, putting people in power. You know, me and Ron were talking about this before. It's interesting how this trickles down to the rest of the world, actually. You know, England just elected its first non-white prime minister, Rishi Sunak. He's actually of a Punjabi Hindu background. He's now the current prime minister of England. And, you know, this is all a part of a master scheme, you know, just like the Democrats eventually want to have the first, you know, Muslim House of Representatives. Likewise, in all the Western countries, they're trying to put the first this or the first that in power. And Rishi Sunak, you know, it's interesting. He did not have the majority of votes in among the English citizens, because the majority of English citizens would never have voted for him. Let's put it that way. He only had the majority of votes in the Conservative Party that led him to power in England. But this is all the whole grandmaster scheme. You know, they want to flood all the Western countries with mass immigration, destroyed their infrastructures, just like they did, just like how the Roman Empire fell, because of the, you know, towards the fall of the Roman Empire, the majority of citizens of the Roman Empire were not even Romans, and that's exactly what they're doing in all the Western countries, and they're destroying the countries not only for mass immigration, they're changing the whole, even the whole leadership of the. Of these countries to that does not reflect the majority of the population of these countries. So eventually, it's not just England, Sweden, Holland, France, Belgium, all Germany, even all these countries will eventually have leaders that don't represent the majority of population. And keep in mind, Germany had Angela Merkel before. Now Eric Schulz is now the current. Chancellor of Germany. Before, Angela Merkel was the first woman chancellor of Germany. Likewise, they're going to have, now they have the first non-Christian, non-Englishman at the helm of power in England. It's going to be the same everywhere else.
Yeah. Well, here's something we were talking about before the broadcast is, the Democrat Party in America wants to be the first. To have a minority in key positions.
Right.
Now they claim responsibility for the illegal alien from Kenya and Indonesia. Barry Satoro, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama, are getting him in as the first black president. Well, he isn't black. He's half black, half white. So he's the first half black president of the United States Corporation. And I seriously doubt that he won the election. It was probably rigged, stolen for him, even though McIdiot and Romney were the weakest candidates the Republicans could put up, and they put up the weakest candidate they could to help the Democrats win the election, even though they rigged it. They needed a lot of help by having a weak Republican candidate. Now let's go back to 92 and 96. Why was Sickle Willie, the serial rapist from Arkansas, able to win in both of those elections? What did the Democrats do to give him the fake phony victory?
Well, obviously,
they convinced Ross Perot to run.
Right, right.
And Ross Perot took away millions of votes from George Papadetti Bush.
Yeah, and then actually Ross Perot got the majority of votes, too. They rigged that election against him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they can rig elections, but they can't make it too obvious, like the last two.
Right, right.
20 and 22 was unbelievably all obvious. Anyone who has half a brain and can think realizes the elections were stolen. But back then, they weren't that bold. They were more subtle in stealing elections. Ross Perot got 40% of the vote. Sickle Willie, the serial rapist, got 30%. George Herbert Walker, Papadetti Bush, got 30%.
Right.
Well, they claim Ross Perot only got 20% of the vote. That's an absolute lie. But they got away with it, just like they've gotten away with every election that they've stolen. They've gotten away with it. They haven't been prosecuted. Now, this insanity will continue until the American people do something. And this goes on all over. Down in Brazil, they had an election recently, and it was clearly stolen by the liberal. And they've got millions of people out in the streets protesting. And have you heard the latest in Red China? There's literally millions of people in the streets in Red China protesting the new lockdowns.
Right.
Because Red Chinese butchers were told by the Rothschild crime family, the Rockefeller crime family, George Soros and that idiot guy, the World Economic
Forum.
I forget the name now. They told that Xinjiang nutcase to lock everything down again because they're going to lock down the entire planet again. And they always have Red Chinese butchers lock down first before the rest of the world locks down. Well, the Chinese people are protesting. They're tired of the lockdowns. So it'd be interesting to see if the Chinese butchers are going to just slaughter millions of Chinese or they're going to back off. Now, remember that Fauci midget, the little dwarf, the four-foot dwarf Fauci?
Yeah,
he finally resigned.
Right.
Yeah, he finally resigned. Well, why did he resign? Because the Republicans got the House. Clinton, the witch from hell, couldn't steal the House, so Fauci has to retire and probably flee the country because the first
right.
thing the Republicans are going to do is haul his midget dwarf butt into Congress and grill him on all the lies he told and all the money he made from the COVID hoax.
Right, right. And he was the one behind the whole AIDS hoax as well.
Oh, yeah, a long time ago, yeah, during the AIDS. Yeah. He was the one who spearheaded the whole thing.
Right. Oh, Ron, sorry to interject. Could you give everybody the call-in number?
Yeah, I forgot to do that. It's a little late now. We've only got, I think, 3 minutes left on the live portion. We're going to do an extra 15 on. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to mention, too, we're talking about mass protests in China, which are legitimate, obviously. You know, it's interesting. The mass media is not even covering all the mass protests in China about all these COVID restrictions. Like in Australia, you know, they had some huge demonstrations and protests during the whole COVID hoax. Masses of Australians were demonstrating against it. Of course, the control media didn't mention anything about it, just like Trump rightfully said, the fake news. But, you know, it's interesting in Iran. Obviously, the control media is talking a lot about the demonstrations in Iran about that one Iranian girl that was supposedly allegedly killed in police custody because she wasn't wearing the hijab properly. And I just wanted to make some comments about that, too, when we talk about mass demonstrations, because story about that is in itself a hoax, because one thing is the New World Order is derail Iran as much as possible, and they're using, you know, just like they did during the elections many years ago in Iran, they stirred up fake phony demonstrations. They're doing the same thing again.
Okay, yeah, I hadn't thought about that over there. I've heard about it, but I haven't been paying close attention. But yeah, that makes sense. They're trying to destabilize their government, and
right. They're
using the death of the woman as an excuse.
Right.
Because Iran is supposedly getting close to developing a nuclear bomb. Whether they are or not, no one knows. But the Edomite Khazars in Palestine are, well, they're screaming bloody murder that something has to be done to stop them. So it's very possible that they could strike Iran, that they could bomb Iran like they bombed Iraq. What was it, back in the late 80s?
82. Yeah, they blew up the Osterik
early
nuclear
80s.
Reactor. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's something to watch, is the Khazarines / Edomite Jews bombing Iran. Now, the Klaus Schwab is the guy who's spearheading most of the COVID thing around the world, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, and he wrote a book, The Great Reset. Well, Alex Jones wrote a book called The Great Reset, too, and it became the national bestseller, probably the world bestseller. It might be worth it to go ahead and get that book from band.video, the Alex Jones website. And we're going off air live. We're going to tape. And you can hear this in the archives. Now, there's a lot that's going to take place next year. Schwab, Soros, the Clintons, Fauci, and a bunch of other the COVID conspirators plan on having a new strain of COVID pop up and become much more infectious and deadly as an excuse to lock down the country and basically destroy it. So here's what I'm telling everyone. If you're a liberal, tune out. We want you to do everything that the Clinton crime family tells you to do through their puppet, China Joe Biden. If they ask you to get a couple more boosters, go get them. If they tell you that the flu shot, you need that, go get the flu shot. We want as many liberals in America as possible to get as many fake phony vaccines that they can handle, because we want them to obey the bureaucrats. Do not resist them. Now, for everyone else who's capable of reasoning, rational thought, etc., if you want a vaccine, get it. If you don't want a vaccine, don't get it. But the main thing is, for true patriots, you need to start stocking up on food and water, because there's going to be a massive food shortage next year worldwide, and we're going to see shortages here in America. Just like when COVID first hit, there wasn't any toilet paper about 24 hours after the news said there's this virus from China that's spreading like wildfire. And then a lot of the food items were sold out. Well, that's going to happen again. So stock up. If you take medication, get extra. Stock up on that. Just get prepared. And if you don't have a backup of water, buy some containers, plastic, glass, whatever you can get, and fill them up. Best to fill them up with reverse osmosis, but if you have a purifier in your home, let's stock them up with the purified filtered water, because we may have a shutdown of not just food, but water, electricity, gas, everything. They're talking about rolling blackouts. Most people in America don't understand this, but for the last 2 years, there's been rolling blackouts around the world. Many countries have already started that. Now, in Germany, millions of people living in the rural areas are going into the woods and collecting branches and cutting trees down for firewood for the winter, because they've been told they're not going to be able to get gas or coal or anything else. And predictions are that tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of people in Europe, the West, East, in Asia, in Africa, are going to die of exposure. They're going to freeze to death. So things need to get rough. You want to add anything, Saeed, or talk about any other subjects?
Yeah, actually, I wanted to mention the fact that, definitely there are, the New World Order is definitely preparing for a war, more and more wars and calamities. And it's like General Wesley Clark, had talked about the whole plan of all the different countries they plan to attack. He included Iraq, Syria, and obviously Iran isn't there. I mean, we've talked about it many times before. But eventually, they will attack Iran. We don't know exactly when, but there is an eventual move to perpetuate a war with Iran, because that's exactly what the plan of Israel is.
Yeah, they definitely want to take out Iran. They had their colony called the United States take out Iraq back in the 90s. And if they can't take out Iran by themselves or bomb the factory where they're building the nukes, they may have Clinton handle it. But look for another war. Now, the war in Ukraine, I just want to do a brief rundown on that to remind people. George Soros stole the election from the former Ukrainian president and installed his puppet Khazar comedian, I think the guy was a comedian, also a porn star, as president of Ukraine.
Yeah, Zelensky, yeah.
Zelensky. And before that and after that, he put together a militia in Ukraine of neo-Nazis who went into the eastern part of Ukraine and were slaughtering Russian citizens living in Ukraine by the tens of thousands. Well, President Putin got fed up with this and says, enough is enough. I'm not going to allow a genocide of Russians living in Ukraine, and he went in to stop the genocide. Now, of course, the entire New World Order demonized him, but he's going to put it down, the terrorism in Ukraine, and he's going to stop Zelensky and George Soros and the New World Order gang from murdering any more Russian citizens living in Ukraine. But because of that paramilitary action by the neo-Nazis funded by Soros, it has caused economic problems around the world. But the people of the world are fed up with the New World Order gang's attempt to create their New World Order and enslave everyone on the planet. And there's going to be a lot more resistance. Now, if you want to read up on what's going on, go to band.video, go to the Alex Jones store and get The Great Reset by Alex Jones. You can also go to freeworldfilmworks.com and get the Big Brother books. Big Brother is watching you. Big Brother sees all. Big Brother hears all. And you can get up to speed on what the world, New World Order is up to. Those books from Alex Jones and the freeworldfilmworks.com will inform you on what's going on. There's also archives at freeworldfilmworks.com. There's archives at band.video, a news article you can read up on. But if you want to know what's going on and what will come down in the future, go to those websites. Any last thing you want to add?
Just to reiterate your point, Ron, I think people have to definitely do their level best to educate themselves and definitely get the right reading material, listen to the right people. Because it's becoming, you know, the internet too, you know, they're banning a lot of patriots' voices, and it's always important to, you know, go to their alternative web pages to listen to their information and not get your information to the various, you know, propagandists, even on the internet, because this is a point that I also wanted to raise is that, you know, the internet says, you know, internet used to be a bastion of places where you could get a lot of good information, but that's going to dwindle down eventually because they're going to basically censor the whole internet completely to the extent that patriots won't even have any web pages left to put forward their ideas on the internet. So eventually it's going to get to the point where, it's going to be controlled by the NWO. So we have to find other ways of communicating the message.
Yeah, it's going to be rough once they censor the internet. They plan on having everyone who has a website on the internet to pay a tax every year. Or a fee, they'll call it, to be on the internet, and all websites will be censored. Anything on it that is anti-New World Order will not be permitted, and you'll be banned, just like these jackasses with the Twitter and Facebook and YouTube are banning the people from posting the truth. That's going to happen throughout the entire internet. We'll have to do another program on how to get around the coming censorship, but it's going to be pretty severe, and it's going to be rolling down the pike here in just a few years. The New World Order gang is going to get scared. Well, we're just about at the end here. So I'm going to sign off. And as always, keep fighting and never raise the white flag.